From day one of the trial, pastors from around Sanford have taken turns to sit in the courtroom. Sanford Pastors Connecting was formed under the guidance of the U.S. Department of Justice Community Relations Service to help calm tensions after the shooting of unarmed black teenager Trayvon Martin. Reverend Charlie Holt from St. Peter's Episcopal Church in Lake Mary says they're a vital link between law enforcement and the community.
We can model racial reconciliation as clergy. We can model treating each other with kindness and love. Those are things that law enforcement can't accomplish.
Holt says some members of his congregation live in the neighborhood where Martin was shot, and there are strong opinions about the case. But he says if there's any unrest after the trial, it's more likely to come from outside Sanford. Sanford Police Chief Cecil Smith downplays fears of disorder.
There's no credible threat that's out there to saying that busloads of people are going to come here. Could they? Yes. But are they talking about that? No.
Smith says he plans to have extra police on the streets. Other law enforcement agencies have also offered resources, but Smith hopes they won't be needed. Pastor Valerie Houston from the Allen Chapel AME Church in the historic African-American neighborhood of Goldsboro is also part of Sanford Pastors Connecting. She says getting the case to trial was a big deal for residents who wanted George Zimmerman arrested.
And so we'll just wait for the verdict, but I don't think at the day of the verdict, then all of a sudden you're going to have everything break loose if it's not favorable the way the community thinks it should go.
Pastor Houston says protests are a possibility, but after last year's large and peaceful demonstrations, she's not concerned. I'm Matthew Petty, 90.7 News.